Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, Hunter Pratt.
Hey,
How you doing over there?
All right, that's enough of that. Anyway, folks, it's 626, and it is time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So, you know, if there's ever a thought where you're like, huh, I'm kind of thirsty. I'm kind of thirsty for something. Well, guess what? Go to that fridge, get some Bud products, you idiot.
Hey, so my sports guy's sick, so I don't have like a list of full scores of all across the board, but I can kind of hit basketball a little bit.
God forbid you Google it.
No, shut up. Hey, you know what? Mr. Dumb Vocabulary, like you're prepared every day, so shut the hell up.
God forbid you type a few things into the computer, Hunter.
Yeah, coming from you, that's offensive. NBA.
Yes.
Brooklyn, the Nets last night. Your Bucks actually won. They did.
What?
89-104. Yeah, dude.
Dude, they might pull this out. I really didn't think they had a snowball chance in hell. But
it's going back and forth. So it's Brooklyn, and then it's Milwaukee. Giannis stepped up last night, and you just couldn't stop the guy. He was just phenomenal. I got to watch a little bit of it. I think a little bit of the third and the beginning of the fourth quarter. But it's like night after night. You got Durant just killing it one night. Then Giannis steps up. Then Durant steps up. It's a good match.
You know why? Because it's all set up. They were told they got to go seven games, and then they just decide who wins on the seventh. They're just trying to get more dollars.
Really got
to
stretch this out, man. We really got to ring this out, man. Make that money. You know what I'm saying? College football. We're just gonna go right to some stories here. Jimmy Kimmel in sports this morning, getting a college football game named after him. That's right, the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. It's a real thing.
That's so stupid.
Game is scheduled. Game scheduled for December 18th will be held at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California.
Sure.
Looks like Kimmel entered into a multi-year agreement, which means there will be a number of Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowls to come in the future.
I don't know, dude. That's embarrassing. Because here's the thing: now the announcer's got to say that, and that's going to be on the trophies, right? That's so dumb. It's so dumb. And we have gotten some of these names on these bowls are just it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. And Jimmy, you know what I remember Jimmy Kimmel from? The Man Show. That's where I first started to know who Jimmy Kimmel was. And so Jimmy Kimmel will always be the guy from The Man Show for me. And now you're naming football games after this guy? I'm not saying he's a bad host.
I
think he does pretty well, but it's just, I don't think he's the greatest.
They're not thinking long term on this, all right? Because you're going to always have to say, oh, well, yeah, you got Mike Clark, who was the MVP of the Jimmy Kimmel, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's going to sound stupid. And then it's going to be written down places. Knocking Jimmy Kimmel, that's fine. But what are they thinking naming it this? It's going to look stupid down the road. It sounds stupid because the announcers are going to have to say it. Just like they say the Tostino's Bowl,
it's just now we got to hear Jimmy Kimmel's name all the time. It's just a big advertisement.
And it's not even going to seem real. Like, oh yeah, I was the MVP of the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. It's like, okay, did you just make that up? That sounds like something a child would say.
Yeah, it doesn't sound legit. It doesn't sound professional. Yeah. It doesn't sound. Yeah, it's not something you want to brag about. I was the MVP of. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks. And why Jimmy Kimmel? Why not, like Johnny Carson or somebody who is, you got to pay tribute to a little bit. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel Bowl coming up there in December. Pro football news. Let's move on. As many predicted, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes will share the cover of the Madden 22 video game. It's the first time two players have been on the cover since Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu.
Nick, close enough. Close enough.
It's the guy with the really long hair, the wrong curly hair. They were featured on the 2010 edition together. So
they're calling this, I think this is funny, they're calling it the MVP edition, even though they left off the reigning NFL MVP.
Well, there's a reason
on there.
Aaron Rodgers. isn't even playing football this year. So
actually, you know, there could be something to that if they don't know what team he's going to be. Of course, they can always change the jersey. They could always edit a different jersey color if he does go, which he's not. Everyone needs to get that out of their minds. He's not going anywhere else.
What are you talking about, Aaron Rodgers, right now?
Because they made the MVP edition without the reigning NFL. Tom Brady doesn't have three season MVPs. Mahomes doesn't have three.
But he went to the Super Bowl and won it.
Oh, my God. If we're going to say that Brady's performance at the Super Bowl was MVP quality, get out of here. Get out of here. Mahomes, yes, I get. But it's ridiculous.
The Super Bowl.
Ridiculous. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's how you get on the cover of Madden.
Brady didn't win the Super Bowl.
You don't lose in the game before the Super Bowl.
The Bucs defense won the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs.
Oh my God!
That's who won the Super Bowl. Anyone who says, "Oh yeah, that was Brady. That was Brady's game. That was Brady's game." Get out of here!
Pretty damn well.
Come on, get out of here! No, he didn't. His stats were terrible.
Good enough to beat your boy.
His stats were terrible. Terrible. Anyway,
not really.
The point is, the reigning MVP.
Even playing football this year because he's trash and nobody wants him.
Who is literally the best thrower of the football ever isn't on the MVP edition.
Not.
Ridiculous.
Not the best thrower of the football ever.
It's the stats have it, Hunter. Are we going to go to when the stats actually prove it? It's hard not to say that, you know.
Stats aren't good enough to make the cover of Madden 22. So
apparently not. Besides, Madden has been trash for like a decade. It's garbage. It's garbage anyway.
Like, is your boy's not on the cover? Is that why
he's been on the cover?
When's the last time you played a Madden football game?
And you can't call it MVP edition without the current reigning MVP. How do you call it the MVP edition? I think they're just trying to make Brady and Mahomes feel better about themselves. That's all it is.
That's exactly it. The two guys that were in last year's Super Bowl really need to pamper them up a little bit because we feel bad for them.
Brady basically handed off the ball for a win, and Mahomes, I get. Like I said, I got all the love in the world for Mahomes. That guy literally made every single possible play he could make. He should have won. But it was the Bucs defense. But now everyone's going to give the credit to Tom Brady because he was there. Tom Brady.
Who won their eighth Super Bowl?
Once again.
What was that? I can think his name is Tom.
I think Brady's longest throw in the Super Bowl was 20 yards. Yep, it was Brady. Thank God Brady was there. Literally any quarterback could have been you could have put Blake Bortles in there and it would have been fine. The Green Bay Packers backup, it would have been fine.
Green Bay Packers backup's about to take over your boy's position.
You could have put in Ryan Fitzpatrick in there, and they would have won that Super Bowl with that defense.
Absolutely.
Little fist magic in there.
Fantastic the year before Tom went, right? Man, listen to you, dude. It's sad.
It's the MVP edition.
You're so mad because Aaron is not playing football this year. You're just reaching. You're going to have to become a Tom Brady fan.
I guess if I want to watch a guy hand off a football, I'm going to watch Tom Brady highlights. Fantastic.
He's the GOAT, the greatest ever played the game.
Yeah, he's fantastic handing off footballs. That three-step, five-yard slant that he throws, the best in the league right there.
It really is, though, isn't it? Nobody can stop it.
No.
I love it.
It's fantastic. It's a good thing Brady's so good at those five-yard passes because otherwise, I mean, geez, I don't know what they would do. A guy doesn't have the arm strength to get it past 20 yards, for God's sakes.
Now you just sound like a fool. For God's sakes.
MVP edition without the reigning MVP. That's good. Good job, EA. I don't like EA anyways. What else do you got?
That's it. You went on for 10 minutes about my boy who won the Super Bowl last year. So.
God. Yep, Brady won it. That's it.
He went through Mahomes. He went through Rodgers.
Your head is so far
He went
far
through
up.
Breeze. He went through... it's got to hurt. It still hurts.
What's it look like inside Tom Brady? I want to know. What's it look like inside of there, Hunter?
You know what? Actually, it's very comfortable. It's very comfortable.
It's easy.
You feel like a champion.
It's easy when you only have to take three steps in a game. It's fantastic. Three steps and out. That's it. Don't really work up a sweat doing that too much. All right. Well, let's get mad.
For God's sakes, let's go.
We'll play that later. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rock thing that rocks.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Friday. Here we go.
25 Rock Hunter. Oh, thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. Is it still raining over by you, buddy?
I'm here in the basement. Last time I was upstairs, it was pretty terrifying, dude.
Get in the basement!
So earlier, I forgot I have this umbrella up on the front porch that I put out. keeps it shaded, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those big ones. It's one of those big ones that kind of goes to the side, you know, one of those real big ones. Well, I forgot to put it up. And I was sitting here on the radio this morning. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, that thing's probably, you know, in the neighbor's lawn.
Yeah.
So, no, it wasn't because I screwed it down to the porch. But it was lightning out, so I had to grab that thing and you know, kind of crank it down. Oh, my God, dude.
I would have let it be with me and my irrational fear of lightning. No way. No way. No how.
Dude, it was very sketchy.
That's sketchy,
it was
man.
Very sketchy. Yeah. It's a big, long metal pole, too.
Actually, why don't you go back out there and check on it one more time?
Yeah, I knew you could say that.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you got it put down and you didn't die because now you can do sports. So let's do sports.
Hey, time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So no matter what, you always got something refreshing to drink, whether it's summertime, wintertime, bat mitzvah, wedding, hang around, you're inside your basement like Hunter. Doesn't matter. You good.
This is great. Oh, so NBA last night, going to hit a few scores, then we're going to get to some stories. NBA, the Nets losing to Milwaukee last night, 89-104. The Bucks forcing a game 7 versus the Nets, dude. I'm telling you, this is a great back and forth going on right now. You get one night where Durant is just on fire, dude. Yeah. Next night, Giannis just cannot miss. Dude, he had some shots last night. I was like, oh, man, you were just born to play basketball. Seriously, driving to the hoop hard, playing the game how it's supposed to be played. I love it. Games last night was great, man.
Giannis, right? That's how you say it? I think so. Yeah. He's a younger guy, isn't he?
Yes. Yes, he is. I'm not sure how old he is. But, yes, he is younger. Oh, man, this is going to be great. So, game 7, that's going to be happening. I'm not sure, but there are going to be some games tonight. At 7:30, Philadelphia going to be in Atlanta at, like I said, 7:30. Utah going to be in L.A. playing the Clippers at 10 o'clock. So more NBA tonight, if that is your thing. And right now, it's proven to be some pretty good games. So maybe check it out.
They saved all their energy for the final games. That's how it works. That's how it works.
Seriously. Hey, you know what? LeBron's not in it.
So. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's kind of interesting.
LeBron
kind of
interesting. Sucks. He's garbage. All right.
So he's going back to his number six. Is it six?
Yeah,
I think it's number six.
Yeah, it's number six, yeah.
So he's went from 23 to 6, and I believe that's the number he wears in Space Jam 2 is number 6.
So. The movie he's going to ruin, too. Bastard. God.
Oh, God. Let's talk about baseball for a second. It's been a rough season for the Arizona Diamondbacks. When they lost on Wednesday night at in San Francisco, mm-hmm. It was their 22nd straight loss on the road.
Whoa!
It's like one of those, you feel bad almost. Only the 1963 Mets and the 1943 Philadelphia Athletics had lost 22 straight games away from home.
Man.
And then wait, yesterday, Thursday. They broke the record by losing again to the Giants. That's 23 in a row, Brock.
No.
Pretty rough, bro.
God, that's got to make it hard to travel, man. That's just got to be like, really, all right, we got to get on this effing plane or this bus, and we got to go add to the record that will never be broke. Because you said it was, what, the 40s since the last time this happened?
Yeah, there was one in 1963 and then 1943.
Okay, but still, though, good God, everyone's going to hang around. And if they keep adding to it, it's going to hang around even longer, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. That bus is quiet. That's for sure. Hey, who do you feel worse for, the Lions or the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Still the Lions. Still the Lions. It'll always be the Lions. All right.
Yeah, it's pretty rough over there. Hey, might change this year, though.
I got a baseball story, if you don't mind, if you want to kick that around real quick.
Yeah. Let's do it.
So I don't think we talked about this, maybe at least not on air, but I just thought it was kind of interesting because right now the MLB is cracking down on foreign substances on fingers of pitchers, on the hands, fingers, bodies. So players who violate the new rule will be kicked out of the game and face a 10-day suspension. Products like sunscreen.
What are they putting on their hands? Because that's always been like a thing.
Yeah.
To where, like, you know, they wipe something on their wrist. Well, it's some sticky tech kind of, you know.
You remember the old pine tar incident
with
George Brett for the Kansas City Royals. It was a big hullabaloo. But, yeah, for a long time, you know, they, you know, put spit on the ball.
Spit balls.
So, but right now the MLB is cracking down on things like, I don't know, Vaseline, sunscreen. But, look, how are you not, like, you're going to go out there without sunscreen on? They're out in the sun for hours. Like, I don't know. Anyway, CBS Sports MLB analyst David Sampson, that this was a long time coming because it's been going on for so long. You know what, MLB?
Make it interesting. You know, it's the same for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I just.
I mean, if you make it the same for everybody, it's an even playing field. So make it more interesting for the viewer. Dude, have you ever seen those guys whip those wiffle balls?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
They break like 10 feet. It's ridiculous, but damn, it's fun to watch.
It's just, is a little bit of sunscreen on a ball going to make that big of a difference?
I mean, I don't know, because I don't play baseball, and I haven't stood on a mound. And
to be honest, for me, though, when I got sunscreen on my hand, I can't grip anything. Like, that ball would be squirting out like a greased hog, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Once again, the MLB just continues to do things that makes the game more boring, you know?
It's very true. I just say open it up. Open up the gates, man.
Yeah.
And just make it the most interesting you can. It's the same for everybody.
God, what movie? What baseball movie is that from? Where the guy it's like the backup pitcher, and he's got like he just goes through. He's like, oh yeah, I got sunblock here. Got a little talcum powder like behind his ear. Like he just on his entire body.
Was it Major League?
It was Major League, wasn't it? He's
league?
Like, yeah, you're absolutely right, because he's talking about how, like, you know, he doesn't have the arm strength like Charlie Sheen. You know, he's got to rely on some other things. Yeah, he's like, sometimes a little cayenne pepper on my fingers, get that nose running right there. So he's just talking about putting snot on the ball. Yeah, you're right. It's Major League. Nice.
Classic.
Yeah.
What was better, Major League or Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year. Don't even ask that question.
Sure.
You can be Rookie of the Year, awesome. Greatest. Okay, now, Rookie of the Year, Angels in the outfield.
Oh, it was funny you say that because I watched them both recently because we talked about this a few months ago. Oh, dude, you know what? Christopher Lloyd's fantastic.
Yeah.
Rookie of the Year is great, though.
It
made me want to, like, do that. You know what I'm saying? I, like, wanted to break my own arm to see if it would
you
work.
You and CJ are in the backyard holding a baseball bat. Like, just break it, man. Just break it. I'm going to be a pro. I think I'd have to take Rookie of the Year because Angels in the Outfield, a great movie, little cheesy. It's a little bit more younger kitty. I think Rookie of the Year, you could be a little bit older watching it. And then, of course, The Sandlot's got to be probably top, right?
Well, Marv from Home Alone is in Rookie of the Year, right? Yeah, he's the coach.
You heat up the ice cubes. It's the best of both worlds. I call it hot ice. You heat up the ice cubes. He's got that big old dip in.
It's huge.
It's the best of both worlds. Yeah, he's in there.
That's pretty good, dude.
Not too bad.
It's your best impression yet.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. I practiced that one. Anyway. So,
there you go. It's your sports this morning. We ended with Marv.
Yeah. You heat up the ice cubes. All right, we're going to be back with more sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.